We're hearing a lot about Christian persecution cases coming out of Upper Egypt, and last week was no exception. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to tell you what happened to a community of Coptic believers and how you can pray about it coming up. And then Wycliffe USA announces a new campaign aimed at getting you deeper into God's truth, and it involves your story. That in a moment. But first, Coptic Christians in Egypt's Minya government were kicked out of their church August 20th by local police, according to the local news outlets. And the reason? Police say they didn't have a license to use the private home that they were meeting in for worship. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says there are a few serious issues with this.
Firstly, the official police report says that the decision was taken after complaints by local Muslims. And in addition, Egyptian law requires no permit for religious meetings, and indeed Article 64 of Egypt's constitution guarantees freedom to practice religious rites and to establish places of worship.
At least 15 other Christian worship sites in this region have been shut down on false pretense.
Often it's a result of local Muslims, local extremists, put pressure on, say that they're offended by the presence of Christians, and therefore the police take action to avoid confrontational conflict.
Pray about the restoration of religious freedoms, but more so, pray that these believers would be bold in living out their faith. And Windsor asks,
we're praying that in these situations, given the tension, given the frustration, that brothers and sisters are strong, great witnesses in that difficulty.
Next, we've told you about the new Kids Educational Channel coming out this year with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Rex Rogers says Sat7's now ready to launch this new channel called Sat7 Academy in early September, and they're really excited about what this means.
It's aimed at refugee and displaced children. There's 13 million Arab kids over there who are not in school or are in poor schooling situations. And we look at that, socially speaking, as a threat to not only their future, but the future of the Middle East.
To combat the refugee child educational crisis in the Middle East, Sat7 Academy will teach reading, math, and science in Arabic. Although this channel will not address biblical topics, Sat7's other channels do. And Rogers says an educational channel is right on mission.
Christians have always been motivated to provide education because we are, as they say, people of the book. You want to teach people how to read so that they can think, so that they can access ideas for themselves and process and internalize them and make their own decisions in life, including spiritual ideas.
We'll connect you with ways to pray and even give to this project through missionnews.org. And the Word of God may be widespread, but that doesn't mean it's widely understood. That's a problem that Scott Everhart of Wycliffe USA wants to fight against with the Why Bible campaign.
88% of U.S. households own a Bible, but only 35% of them read it less than once a year or never. And so with 4.6 Bibles per household, we felt like that was a real problem.
Believers can use hashtag WhyBible to join the conversation through the month of September and beyond.
And that was really our goal, was to be able to create this sort of nexus and critical mass of people talking about why the Bible is important, and then giving folks that wanted to explore that the opportunity to explore the avenues and the topics and the conversations around this that they were interested in.
From Bible translation to personal testimonies, Why Bible is bringing the power of the gospel into the public eye.
The stories of changed lives around the world will inspire those who may not be as engaged with Scripture here in the U.S. to go, you know what, I'd like to see that kind of transformation in my own life or in the life of my community. And, you know, that change in the community starts with me.
Discover Why Bible when you go to our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel brings a renewed, right relationship with God. Because that relationship transforms our lives, Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.